This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this 90 Minutes Learning
University.
Try that again.
It's close to graduation. Well, we're just letting our guard down and relaxing. There's just a lot of parties and things that's close to graduation.
It's Friday. JJ gave me a nap.
Give me another chance.
That was a swing and a miss.
That's right.
A swing and a miss. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. By the way, summertime is almost here. And, in fact, it's here. If you count 90-degree days for a lot of us, as summertime. But anyway, we have these T-shirts that we have for sale on our AFAstore.net website. They're Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirts, and they are quality T-shirts, and they're only $15. $15, that includes shipping and handling, Jim?
Yes, sir, it does. And on the next T-shirt, we're going to pencil in Walker on one side and me
on
the
other. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. As adjunct, visiting adjunct.
That's right. We're not offended, though. There's no bitterness.
That's good to know, Jim.
I know you were worried about that.
AFAstore.net. 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 Go there and buy your Learning University T-shirt. Wear it proudly this summer for $15. And a little bit of that goes to help our ministry.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate that. Now, where were we? We got to get back to the phones, but before we do, let's repeat our questions here on Trivia Friday. Again, if you want to watch the show, go to Facebook Live for today's issues.
Yeah, we've had some good comments there.
Got some people in North Carolina mad at me, Jim?
We have some that are disturbed with you, and someone else is in the same shape JJ is because they have to round off their numbers as well. They said it makes it really tough when they try to reconcile their checkbook.
Got a little OCD going on there. Hey, I got a kid on my T-ball team. I'm coaching the T-ball team.
Really? I bet that's interesting.
I got a little kid on there. You know, I got 8 players, right?
Right.
On my T-ball. Yeah, T-ball's sort of a game of its own.
It actually
looks really doesn't resemble baseball much at all. But anyway, this little kid, he's one of my players. And I put a red X on the baseballs with a magic marker so that they can concentrate on that to hit the ball. You know, not just
keep
put the ball
eye
up
on
there.
The ball.
Keep your eye on that red X and you hit that red X. Give them something to aim for.
What's going to happen when they go to coach pitch?
Then they're on their own, Jim. I can't hold their hands.
I hope they get a lot of knuckleballs.
I can't hold their hands through life, Jim. I'm just trying to
just
help them
wait 12 years from
I'm
now.
I'm just trying to help them get a head start. You know, in life with my T-ball.
So back to the red X.
Yeah, the red X. So put the red X on there. So I put it on the T for all the kids, you know. So 7 of the 8 kids, they leave the red X where I put it. You know, they leave the baseball where I put it, and they try to hit that. But I got one little fella. He wants to, every time I put the ball up there, he moves it.
Adjust it just a little bit.
He's a JJ. He's a JJ Jasper.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? He's that kid that's got to – no, you got to move it a little bit. So
can't be across.
Got to adjust it.
Or an X.
Quickly, my daughter Maddie is a gymnastics instructor, and she's got little ones like you do.
Yeah.
She said – always hears crazy stories. Well, yesterday one was 4 years old, whatever, telling – she said, at my house, I catched this, and I catched a bug. And I catched this at my house. And Maddie said, I think you mean caught. She said, no, it's house. It's a house.
All right.
Let's repeat our question, Jim, and let's get back to the phones, shall we?
Absolutely. An octopus can fit through any hole larger than the octopus's what?
Somebody needs to answer that.
They do. I've had it for an hour.
Even if you Google.
And what was the number one trap? No Googling.
Oh, no Googling that
No
question.
Googling, no.
All right.
What was the, I don't care. What was the number one travel destination in the world for 2017?
I think I know that one.
You want me to add another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Which planet has the most moons?
Which planet has the most moons? Okay. Gotcha.
And they're right by the river.
That's right. That goes
song.
Through Arkansas.
Here's what I've got. In a 6-string, ordinarily tuned guitar, what are the 6 open notes?
Yeah. The six open notes as opposed to closed.
That's right. Second question, how tall is a regulation adult soccer goal? This is multiple choice.
Okay.
Is it 6 feet, 8 feet, or 10 feet tall? Then I'll add one. What duo recorded the 1973 hit song, Your Mama Don't Dance? Recorded the 1973 hit song, Your Mama Don't Dance? And some of you right now are humming, And Your Daddy Don't Rock and
That's
Roll.
That's right.
As you envision yourself going around the roller rink.
I know the answer to the soccer question.
That's right.
Because I coached small children in soccer. And let me tell you, when you've got a 4-foot goalie and your goal is adult size, those kids are kicking it over your head all day long.
Every time.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Wildman, what are your questions?
My questions are, what is the largest rodent found in North America? I've had that for an hour. What is the largest rodent found in North America? Number two, who were the first two astronauts that landed on the moon in 1969?
One of them from Ohio?
Yes, it was, according to our caller earlier. So there you go. I'm just going to go with those two.
Okay.
Let's go back to the phones.
Well, let's talk to Frank in Oklahoma. Frank, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, Frank, how you doing today?
Sit in my backyard.
Okay.
To y'all.
Nice Good. Day. Nice, pretty day there where you live.
Oh, it's 80 degrees right now.
Wonderful.
That's what I'm talking about right there, Frank. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, there's several questions I was going to answer, but somebody beat me to it. But I think I might be able to answer that that Mama Don't Dance and Daddy Don't Rock and Roll.
Here's the question. What duo recorded the 1973 hit song, Your Mama Don't Dance?
Frank?
Loggins and Messina.
That was Kenny Loggins before he went solo. And what was the Messina's?
Jim Messina.
Yeah.
Your Mama Don't
Jim
Dance.
Get,
you got
I,
a good
I just
memory.
Remember the line, out of the car, long hair.
Now we're going to have that song stuck.
You know what I'm talking about, Jim?
I do.
We're going to have that song stuck in our head, Frank, us baby boomers. Your mama don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll.
JJ, you probably should have kept that in your head.
It's ringing in my head now.
What's your question for us, Frank?
What town in eastern Oklahoma boasts to be home to the world's highest hill?
The world's highest hill.
Podo, Oklahoma.
Podo.
Who answered that?
Tim.
Tim.
And JJ.
Woo!
JJ did.
That is right. That is correct.
Yep. That's Podo, for those who don't know, is in the easternmost part of Oklahoma, almost on the Arkansas line. In fact, you're what?
It's about 30-something miles from Fort Smith.
Yeah. But it's the highest point?
It's the highest hill.
It's the highest hill.
Just like a little bit. There's a designated height of what a mountain is, and it's just shy of that, so it's the world's largest hill.
It's the tailing off of the Ozarks, probably, there.
Thanks, Frank.
1,000?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hey, I'm glad to get to hold
you. Hey, how tall is it?
1,999 feet.
Now, when's the last time you measured that, Frank?
Hey, Frank, if we send you a foot of dirt...
That's right.
We'll send you a foot of dirt from here in North Mississippi, and you can put it on that hill and make it thing.
But you're going to hurt tourism because you can go to the top of that hill, and there's a big old sign up there, and you can have your picture taken.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been up there many times.
I've been to Podo a couple of times with opportunity to speak, and I wanted to drive up there to get my picture taken, but I didn't. Next time I go, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. By the way, folks, JJ is a traveling...
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
JJ is a traveling evangelist and comedian, and so if you'd like JJ to come to your church or to your pro-life event or graduation ceremonies, Mr. Jasper does travel. Well,
excuse
I covered that.
You.
Is that like universal?
Yeah, evangelist, a little bit of a stretch. There, well,
I don't know now. I've heard him speak. He does. He does
He gives an evangelistic type message,
right?
As he speaks, because he credits the Lord. But I don't want people to get the idea they're getting Billy Franklin Graham or something like that.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
He has a different style.
Keynote speaker. Huh? It's a keynote speaker. A lot of banquets.
So you have the key, but you're off the note.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like Billy Sunday.
Anyway.
If you've ever seen Billy
JJJasper.com.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Trivia Friday.
Thank you, Tim.
JJJasper.com.
Right.
You can see what JJ talks on. Invite him to your community, and he will answer back. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Yes, sir. And we're going to talk to Brad calling from Missouri. Brad, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good day, professors.
Thank you, Brad. Where are you calling from in Missouri? Got a little choked up there.
Well, I'm from a town called New Madrid, Missouri. It's actually New Madrid, but
I have been
anyway,
there.
But I'm at Paducah right now, actually working on the job site. So.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're broadcasting in both communities.
That's right.
That's right.
Paducah,
yes, and
you can visit the fault line.
AFR app, too, so.
AFR app, yes, there you go. Listen.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to answer, ask, or both, Brad?
We'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the two on the moon, the two men.
Who were the first two astronauts that landed on the moon in 1969?
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
Yes.
Nice. Well done. Nicely done.
Those two guys, That can never be, that's first and last time. It'll be a first time, right? But Great America's Neil Armstrong. I wonder where Buzz Aldrin was from. Do you know?
I don't know.
Because I called earlier, said Neil Armstrong was from Ohio. And I'm
not
sure where, where Bill.
I think the Buzz Aldrin is the thing where you can Google and it's got all the weird, almost freaky things like his mom's maiden name was Moon. And it's got all these tie-ins and
sure
things.
You
haven't
got the Kennedy-Lincoln thing mixed
no,
up
the
there?
Kennedy-Lincoln thing does that, and so does, I think, the Buzz Aldrin.
Okay. Well, anyway, what's your question for us, Brad?
Okay, my question is, estimated 7 million of these are thrown away every day.
An estimated what?
7 million of these are thrown away every day.
Pennies?
Water bottles.
Pennies is correct.
Pennies.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
A lot of people don't save pennies.
I pick them up.
I heard this question. I heard this question years ago, and I started picking them up, putting them on my pocket, and
throwing them
in a jar at home. And at the end of the year, I'd count them. And I think the first year I had $106, and the second year $142.
Yeah.
That's free money. Don't tell the government.
Wow. Just on pennies.
Don't tell the government. Okay,
that's good,
Brad. Yeah, Brad, we won't. Where do you live at now? anyway.
Evidently, they drop a lot of pennies.
Yeah. Pennies. I do that. A couple, 3 years ago, I started to throw the change in the
in the
jar at the end of the day. And you'd be surprised how much adds up after a year.
It adds up.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Brad. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's your cue, JJ and Jim. It's called
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we've got about 12 more minutes of learning to go on, where we're making people smarterer.
And better
and more awesomer.
Awesomer.
And so there's just many benefits to listening to this program.
We provide a top-rate education.
Indeed we do, Jim. And how
Glen
do you spell,
Ridge, hey, New Jersey, by the way.
What now?
Glen Ridge, New Jersey.
Is where Buzz Aldrin was from?
Sir.
Okay. All right, back to the phones.
Alex calling from Louisiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How you doing, Alex? Where are you calling from in Louisiana?
Bossier City.
All right.
Bossier City near Shreveport, right? Yeah.
Good area.
Not too far. Well, Alex, thanks for calling, little buddy. And go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Answer.
Okay, which one?
The soccer question.
Here's the question. How tall is regulation adult soccer goal? It's multiple choice, Alex. Is it 6, 8, or 10?
It is 8 feet tall.
It is feet tall.
8 feet tall. So, Jim, you had some 4-foot young boys.
Young girls.
Young
I was
girls
coaching
on your
my
team.
Daughters, my oldest daughter's soccer team when she was, maybe 8 or 9, and it was the Ladybugs.
And you said, they just could never jump
daylight
high
daylight
enough.
Over
they
them.
They could not. That's right. And let me tell you, you guys know this, the soccer fields in Tupelo, Mississippi, they are cold.
Yeah.
Coldest spot in the world.
Are you well? Shouldn't play sport in the dead of winter outside with no clothes on.
Hey, Alex, you got that right. It's 8 feet or 2.44 meters.
Meters.
Alex, what's your question for us? Do you have a question for us?
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Have a great day, Alex.
Thanks for calling.
In Bossier City, Louisiana. You're listening to Trivia Friday. We got time for a few more phone calls. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, sir. We're going to talk to Tina calling from Kentucky. Tina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello, professors. Hey. How are you all today?
Tina, we are doing well.
How are you? Tina.
I am blessed abundantly.
Good. Go Big Blue.
I'm a Cardinal fan.
There it is.
that rarely happens.
That was an insult there. I wondered that, Tina.
In Big Blue Country, though. I'm like an oddity down here. Yeah. I'm in Campbellsville.
Right.
You get outside of Louisville, and it's mostly UK fans, right?
Yeah, that's right. You see a lot of blue in your part of the country.
Scary. I wear a UofL hat, and they look at me like, we'll get you.
That's right. Benedict, Tina.
You're the enemy.
Hey, Tina, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Heretofore, they have gone unanswered.
Yes, that if heretofore. Thank you, Tina, for using my favorite word in the English vocabulary there that's underappreciated, quite frankly.
You're very welcome, and I agree with you. And I really hope I get this right because it will be super embarrassing if I don't. It's the question about the guitar.
Here's the question. In a six-string, ordinarily tuned guitar, Tina, what are the six open notes?
Here we go. E, A, D, G, B, E.
You're exactly right.
Hey, I've got another one. I think there are sometimes seven because sometimes Y.
I think you're on the vowels. Hey, hey, Tina, what is
I was thinking E I E I O.
Don't they have a little ditty to help you remember those?
Well, I'm a musician, and so when I was learning how to read music, they said every good boy deserves fudge. Those are the lines, the lines, and the spaces are F-A-C-E. That's all I know.
Right.
So, but as far as my guitar goes, that's as far as I go with it. I mean, I learned myself, taught myself, but
good for you.
I was praying, Lord, I'm a musician. If I don't get this right, I'm an embarrassment to myself.
Well, see, I asked a bass player, and he got it immediately, and I thought, with all the worship leaders and praise bands,
so you're telling me you said the six strings on the guitar? That's what they're called.
That's what they are. If you just hit them open and you don't hold it down anywhere.
Okay.
That's right. In fact, it's.
That's Little House on the Prairie.
How's that?
Right
there you go. You got a little pitch pipe there.
Was that
a
harmonica?
I do.
Pitch pipe.
A pitch pipe.
Yes.
Pitch pipe. Yeah.
Good. Not a peace pipe.
Not a peace pipe.
Not a kazoo.
Hey, Tina, you have a question for us?
I do. I'm the one who asked the question about do penguins have knees, so I'm going to ask you another question about animals.
All right.
Why do pigs have curly tails?
Why do pigs?
They make great handles when you try to catch them.
let's see.
Well, hey, Jim, that's not a bad answer.
Hold on just a minute, Tina.
Yeah.
We're talking about, she says, why do pigs
have curly tails? I know they go wee, wee, wee all the way home, but that's about all that.
I'd just say go ahead and go, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm just, But anyway, I don't know.
We don't know, Tina. Tell us.
Okay. Well, according to experts, the tighter the tail,
the less likely it will have parasites. So if the tail is loose or just kind of hanging, the pig will be sick every time, every time. So maybe the uncurled tail is like the pop-out thermometer on like a store-bought turkey. You know, when you see it, it's nature's way of warning you to spring into action.
Is that true? Is that true, or a wives' tale?
It's something I read, and it's in a fact book. So I thought, wow, that's
You know, that helps people when they go to auction.
To tell you.
That's right.
Go ahead, Tina.
I live right. This is a true or false question. I live right down the road from your tower. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true because that's not one anybody brags on normally.
In Campbellsville, right?
Campbellsville.
Yes, I am. Yes. I live, I actually walk to the church where the church where the tower's located. So, yes.
Okay. Hey, wonderful.
If you're walking if you're walking around one evening and you don't see those tower lights on, give us a call.
I sure will. You got it. Right. You got it.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
God bless. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Tina calling from Campbellsville, KY.
Sounding lady.
You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, and we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, so let's go to our next caller.
Robert in Alabama. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We are doing well.
Good, Robert. Where are you in Alabama?
Mobile.
Mobile.
Mobile. All
right. Did you go to the meeting last night?
Deep south. Say again?
Go ahead, Robert. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to try to answer the one on the octopus.
All right. Here we go.
I'm pulling for you right here, Robert. I really am.
I've had this question for an hour and a half almost.
Yeah.
An octopus can fit.
Largest part of the octopus is mainly the head, but it's more around where the eyes are at, you know, the torso area, if you could call it that, but it's mostly the head.
All right, so an octopus can fit through any hole larger than its what?
Larger than its head.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Go ahead and get
the
answer.
Was my guess.
It's actually the beak. It's where it takes in the food, and it crushes the oyster shells and different things, and because everything else about, it's like almost like a mouse. Everything else about the octopus is squishy, and so it can fit through any hole larger than its beak.
An octopus has a beak.
That's what I'm wondering about.
I'm 55 years old, and I never knew that.
That's why we call this Learning University.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
The beak of an octopus.
However, Robert.
Well, I've got one for you.
Go ahead.
Wait, now, had you answered this question correctly, you would have heard.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're basically telling him what might have been.
What might have been. He was that close.
Yeah. And had he not known that, how would it have hurt him?
Hmm?
Had he not known that, how would that have hurt him?
Not at all.
Okay, but you felt the need to.
I felt the need, you know.
Tell him what he missed out on.
What he missed out on.
Okay. Because you're an edifier.
I am. I want to build people
and
up.
And a unifier. All right, Robert, what's your question for us?
Which president was not elected to his position?
Gerald Ford.
And I'm talking about U.S. president. That's correct.
Jim had it right.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, Gerald Ford, he could squeeze through a lot of things. You know?
Also part of the Warren Commission as well.
Yeah, he was a contortionist, though. A lot of people don't know that.
Like an octopus. He could fit most anywhere.
In his early life.
Anywhere you
can. You got anything unanswered? Thank you. Thank you there, Robert.
The only one I have is the planets, and that is Jupiter has the most moons. And then the number one travel destination is Hong Kong.
Oh, I thought Cancun.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm out.
What is the largest rodent found in North America?
I want to know.
What is it?
I don't have a clue.
It's a thing around Louisiana.
I was going to go with possum.
You're like
talking
a big
about
rat.
The
Nutria.
The beaver. The beaver is a rodent. And it's the largest rodent found in North America.
Good to know.
You don't want one of those to bite you.
Duly noted, Jim. Thank you, folks, for listening to Learning University on this Friday.
Treat your mama extra special on Sunday.
That's right. We'll see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. It is Mother's Day. Don't forget.